This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
As we continue this segment of the Kentucky Tourism Arts and Heritage Cabinets Agritourism Edition, we meet the next generation of Purple Toe Winery in Paducah. General Manager and Chief Winemaker Stephen Dossie says he started with the basics in the family-owned winery.
I would do all the mowing, and my dad had an insurance agency job, and so he was working there 40, 50 hours a week, and then nights and weekends me and him would make the wine. So we would mow. We have about 25 acres here that we mow per week, and then we take care of the vines. And so I did that first, and then I would help shadow my dad's.
Dossie says he later embraced the technology side of the business.
We got a new cash register system, a new invoicing system, basically anything that could reduce the amount of work we had to do, I was looking for, so because I was a tech guy. And so I graduated from college from WKU in 16, and I came back, and my goal was to eventually run the place like a CEO.
He adds Purple Toe takes good care of their employees.
Everybody's family to us. Half of them are blood related, the other half aren't, but they might as well be. We do very competitive pay with health insurance, and then we pay for lunch, and we make sure everybody's taken care of.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with five locations in Kentucky: Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Farmers face all sorts of risks in the course of their work. Machinery accidents, chemical exposure, unruly livestock, grain bin entrapment, severe weather, to name a few. One farm fatality is always one too many. And when a farmer is killed or seriously injured on the job, it's not just the farmer who's affected. Family members, employees, and business partners all suffer. Whether you're on the farm, on the road, or in the home, please take that extra step to protect yourself and those around you. A reminder from your Ag Edge.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Stephen Dawson with Purple Toe Winery says they have to look out of state for the grapes they use.
We would need about 800 acres of grapes per year just to be able to produce what we do, and there's only 110 in the whole state. And so the big thing with that is we just can't get them. And so we do get our grapes from California, Washington, Oregon, and New York. Some from Wisconsin and Illinois, just anywhere we can across the country.
He adds he is not surprised by the success of the winery over the years.
I knew we'd be successful. Anything that they do and did back then was we always gave 100%.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.